Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Curious to actually start off volume 52, show 52 of Sounds of Nick's Vision with
"Oh Marty, Marty, Marty." But which Marty Nick are we referring to?
Martin
Fry.
That's the one.
That's it. sung, of course, which was so evocative of a particular period where trying to actually develop one's masculinity, it was just a whole new world. And it was an album that actually was set up very much as an epoch-making album. Martin Fry, sorry, it was never going to be Sergeant Pepper. I know that's what you had in mind, but it's not.
You mind know. You, you know, it's considered one of the all-time greats, that is. Lexicon
well,
of Love.
Lexicon of Love is, of course, what we're referring to, and All of My Heart, which is what we have launched the 52nd show with. The show, of course, being Sound and Nick's Vision. It's not the all brand spanking new Sound and Nick's Vision, because that was November. It's December's Sound and Nick's Vision, which is going to feature another awesome selection. And unbelievably, clearly on a bit of a roll here, I was allowed one choice in show 51. I've got two choices in this one. Could not believe it.
Well, we're increasing it as it moves along.
Could not believe it.
Yes, it's called inspiration.
We'll just have to wait and see.
But giving you it.
Well, there you are. Released as a single, of course, on the 27th of August, 1982. Peaked at number 5 on the UK singles chart, so never got to number 1. Never got to number 1, all of my art. Poison Arrow is, I think, one of the key things. That's where we actually hear a whole range of things coming across from there. And, ABC, the band that Martin Fry was part of.
Very good.
And still is, of course, doing a range of things. There we are. A bit of interesting material there to just add on to the whole sequence. Well, in this particular edition, music by Bon Jovi, by The Cure, by David Gray, Delamitri, Fiction Factory, Moby, and the Boomtown Rats. I ask you, Nick Murray. Nick Murray? You see, I can't even get your name
who's
right.
Who's Nick Murray? Is he doing later?
Nick Elliott. This is one of the reasons why you should never go off script.
Alex. Hello, Alex. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
It's just a whole new world.
After nearly five years, forgetting my name.
What's this name? Where are we?
What is this? What is going on?
It's a strange and somewhat bizarre world, but that's why we love it. And I'm actually down as the second choice here for number 2.
I know you are.
We've still also got the second in Nick's Top Tips for Budding Photographers.
Indeed.
I'm still working on that title. And the jingle as well. Who knows? Maybe by Christmas. Christmas special, Sound and Country Vision and Sound and Nick's Vision on each other's shows. Honestly, it's like the Bionic Woman and the $6 Million Man sharing the whole system there.
That's a nice thought.
Not that Tessa Snart nor indeed Nick Elliott actually have any artificial parts.
Running very quickly?
Very much. In slow motion.
Indeed.
Making strange sounds like...
Not bad for a man who just forgot my name.
Well, you see, a lactate recover. That's the key thing.
Sound effects.
The occasional slippage can lead to a full recovery, and that's what it's all about. Michael Nesmith is the name of the artist who you may have actually heard because his mum invented Tippex.
Are you going to feature a Monkees track?
No.
You're going to feature one of his solos?
Yes.
Whoa.
Because not only did his mum invent Tippex, and he, of course, went on to create MTV.
He did indeed.
Yes, he was involved with that band with Peter Tork, Davy Jones, and Mike DeLenz. Mickey DeLenz, of course.
I know you're a Monkees fan, like me.
Yeah, very tempted to do that, but no. I thought, cast one's mind back to 1975. What in rock music history has actually gone down as possibly beating Queen in terms of being the first official pop video soundtrack, if you exclude things like Help, because surely the whole Beatles movie was a pop video.
Yep.
And, of course, the Monkees TV series. It's a bit of a laid-back number, this. It's Mike Nesmith doing his whole...
I might know this.
Now, you might know this, but...
I couldn't tell you the title.
Would you consider, possibly using the music for Flight?
Flight where?
Well, you might just
travel.
That
thing of flapping your arms?
Yeah,
or
travel to Rio tonight.
Ah, that's the track?
That's exactly
I do recall.
Yes.
I do.
Michael
Nesmith,
Rio on Sound
Very
and
good.
Nick's Vision.
Nice.
I'm hearing the light from the window. I'm seeing the sound of the sea. My feet have come loose from their moorings. I'm feeling quite wonderfully free. And I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for flight. There's nothing I know of in Rio, but it's something. It's only a whimsical notion to fly down to Rio tonight. But I probably won't fly down to Rio. But then again, I just might. There's wings to the thought behind fancy. There's wings to the thought behind the play, and dancing to rhythms of laughter makes laughter the rhythm of rain. So I think I will travel. well-being. The problems have come to be solved. What I thought was proper for battle, I see now is proper for love. So I think I will travel to Rio,
something to do in the night. It's only a whimsical notion, using the music for flight, but he thinks he will travel to Rio and fly down to Rio tonight. You can do that in all sorts of ways.
Okay. Well, exactly.
Michael Nesmith, who, of course, probably better known for his time as Wool Hat in The Monkees, because he used to wear Wool Hat.
He did.
Only two seasons, but I'm sure that over the forthcoming volumes there will be, if I'm allowed, more Monkee selections or types coming through. Who knows?
Book it.
John Bon Jovi, wanted, dead or alive. Is there a connection with this? Well, last month, of course, it was 51 because it was the number of the house you lived in Peterborough. 52, is it just a case of weeks in the year?
No. I actually did some stuff with these guys. Caught up with them at the Ryco Stadium in, was it Birmingham? Is the Ryco Stadium? Coventry. Coventry.
Mm. Or even Rico.
They could do.
R-I-C-O-H.
It was a total thrill. Total thrill.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And did they have the wanted posters out there?
Well, it was a bit of a special show, the whole thing was. They were good.
Ever considered modelling your hairstyle on John Bon Jovi?
No, but he looked pretty good in the hair rock days.
Exactly.
He did.
There you go. And now, of course, he's on Sound and Nick's Vision. Can he get any better?
I don't think so.
but at the end of the day, better alive than dead, surely.
Still a great track. Great, great track.
Bon Jovi. Wanted. Dead or alive? Or is that the bounty hunter talking? No, it's actually him. He's wanted, dead or alive. He's not going to be a greater singer if he's dead, though. I'm just raising that as an issue. You know, I mean, channeling that.
It's food for thought,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at least if he's alive, he can actually sort of use...
Death don't have a lot of future in the music business.
It's a problem. Mind you, there are various goth artists who might have actually said, we disagree. Like Robert Smith, he's not a goth, he just looks like one. So many awesome tracks that The Cure have actually produced. I was very, very tempted to go for a Cure selection for the second...
Were you really?
I was, but then I saw the playlist and I thought, no, I can't have two. So let's...
Why not?
No,
why
not? Can't. It's just not on.
Yeah, we can do things
no,
like that.
No,
it's my show, we do what we want.
No, that's true, of course, within limits, Ofcom guidelines, etc. In case you're wondering, it is Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren Radio. And up next, Robert Smith, whom you've never worked with, Nick.
No, I haven't, unfortunately. Bit of a shame.
Would you ever consider working with him?
Oh, goodness me, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I liked a lot of the stuff they did.
I mean, so many delightful things they put together, and you have gone for something which probably most artists can actually recognise with those days, which are humdrum, and they just feel as though they're in-betweenies, really.
Yeah, a little bit in-between.
Exactly.
In-between days.
Up next, Nick's photographic tip for Show 52. I won't repeat what he said in Show 51. Listen to the podcast if you want to find out. But it was pretty awesome, and I'm sure we got an equally awesome one in Show 52.
I'll try.
Wonderful. The Cure, In Between Days. It just gets better and better and better. And what can we say? We're round to another one of my choices. Unbelievable. Sorry. And it's Nick's show as well. He's allowed me to have a second choice. I'm not one for cover versions, Nick, but I've actually gone for one here.
Nothing wrong with a good cover.
Well, I think this is something which I knew. It was one of those curious things, and one of those aspects was when I first heard Brian Ferry do a cover version of Jealous Guy, and then I heard John Lennon's Jealous Guy, and I thought, what's John Lennon doing a cover version of Brian Ferry for, etc.? Of course, I realised reversed on that.
Mr. Ferret's was better, I think.
I felt that, but, you know, definitely. Having said that, I never like to criticise the awesome Lennon person.
Oh, no.
You know, certain standards are actually there, which are pretty much platinum, not gold, platinum when it comes to those things. But the Rolling Stones, who of course have been no strangers to this particular show.
No.
Keith and Michael, Richards and Jagger, obviously, or is it Sir Mick these days? I forget.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that back in the day?
He's been the book gaff for a bit of cake.
All right. Not that I'm actually channeling my inner Mick Jagger there. It's bad enough I did the $6 million man earlier, but still. However, they did write lots of great tunes, like, for instance, As Tears Go By for Marianne Faithfull.
Yeah.
Awesome. And they did this one, which was covered by an American singer-songwriter, who has actually written her own stuff as well.
Okay.
And she talks about, I mean, she had Brand New Key, which was a wonderful sort of system.
Melanie.
Exactly. But she also did this, which I think just resonates for me. And that's why I've gone for this as my second choice of today's show. Will it still keep the standard going so far? Am I sort of shooting those dice to make sure that things are sorted out? It's not Wednesday, it's not Monday, but it is a Ruby. And
Ruby,
it's
Tuesday.
Unkind. Oh, Tuesday. Goodbye, Ruby 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 Tuesday.
Oh, say au revoir. It's less final. Ruby Tuesday has gone and left the building. But there we are. We have now reached the time where, on Sound and Nick's Vision, it's time for Nick Elliott's top photographic tip number 2.
It's a brief one. Mm-hmm. Learn the equipment. Mm-hmm. Bond with it. Mm-hmm. It's a personal thing.
Is that the equivalent to, he switched off the guidance computer, reach out with your feelings, Luke, feel
That's
the force?
That's exactly what it is.
See, when I used to use
that... It has to be part of you.
Yeah, I used that exact line when I was learning to drive, and people used to laugh at me. I said, I must become one with the car.
Totally agree.
Alternatively, there is always the Buddhist who went to the hot dog vendor and said, make me one with everything. Do you know what I did there? Bit of religious humour coming
Marvellous.
In as well.
Marvellous. You're so a funny guy.
You know, I could and indeed...
Funny guy over here. Funny guy alert.
You've led
a funny
me,
guy alert.
You've led me to the line, which I shall drop into volume 52 of Sound and Nick's Vision.
Please do.
Which is primarily the scientific fact that we, as human beings, share 25% of our DNA, building blocks of life, deoxyribonucleic acid,
yep.
with mushrooms. And that's what makes us all fun guys.
this year's love it in a list. This year's love it in a list. This year's love it in a list.
About David Greinik is that when he actually gets into his music, he really gets into his music. I mean, it's almost like the nodding starts, and there are times where I think he's rather like that character Churchill, the dog that in the back of the car who nods on. Sometimes David just gets into that. So,
oh yes,
yeah, I know, and I think David's fantastic as an individual. But were any reasons for this year's love? It better last.
Well, he was a Norfolk resident, actually.
Right.
Yeah, he used to live in a little village called Stiffkey. And I do believe he wrote most of the White Ladder album there.
And Babylon, of course.
Yes.
What a fantastic Friday record that is. And lots of other great stuff, of course, from David Gray and This Year's Love. It Better Last. No, sorry. It's just panic. You know, it's the neediness. You need to step away from the whole notion. Don't become a needy person. You become needy, it's not. It's easy.
No, needy.
Learn to love yourself.
No, needy.
Otherwise, you'd be kissing this thing goodbye. Delamitri, Scottish band, who have had all sorts of other interesting lines. And this, again, one of their relatively solid hit numbers.
I've never really featured a lot of Delamitri.
No.
Although they're a very, very clever band. Mm. I don't actually know whether they're still together. I don't.
Well, we'll find out, shall we?
Yeah, I don't know whether they are.
We'll find out in between this. And maybe, actually, for the first time in this whole new look to Sound and Next Vision, a back-to-back number.
That'd be nice.
Okay, then. Here's Delamitri. A 1, 2, 3. from the Curious Department of Delamitri are still alive and still promoting good music. Del, pronunciation Del. Frequency, a common use for etymology, short for delta, from its being represented by an inverted delta. Nickname traditionally given to those named Derek, and in terms of the descriptor. So what is Delamitri? Some songs and some noises and some stories, they respond.
They could be called Derek Amitri.
Exactly. Noises apparently began many years ago, born of the youthful exuberance and sexual frustration of Justin, James, Donald and Paul. After recording one flexi disc and playing some concerts, Donald and James began to perceive that there might be better ways for them to exercise their dissatisfaction with existence through architecture and clinical audiology. Nice.
Okay.
Like Queen. But similarly afflicted individuals were soon found to replace them and make similar plagiant sounds with guitars. And so the spirit grew. And now with Ian Harvey and Brian Tolland at its service, Delamitri made two songs and engraved them onto a 7-inch vinyl disc. One of those, Some Sickness. We're going into far too much detail, I think.
You know, totally. Well, they just formed a band.
Exactly.
Made a noise.
Formed a band. I mean, one's always tempted to say pretentious. Surely just a tad there. Delamitri, you can find out more by going to delamitri.info if you wish to pursue the matter further.
Is there any more? Have you not just narrated the whole thing?
3%.
Indeed.
3%. 97% still waiting to go.
Okay.
Fiction Factory.
Wonderful track. Just fancied a bit of the 80s. Like heaven.
Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs sore.
You have really done your homework.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
Almost as though Sound and Nick's vision, show 52 has just become one huge chill out zone.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a bit of chilling, man.
Porcelain. Moby. And that brings us around to the final tune of today's programme. But, of course, we have to briefly reprise ABC, Michael Nesmith, Bon Jovi, The Cure, Melanie, David Gray, Delamitri, Fiction Factory and Moby and upcoming The Boomtown Rats. Which one are you going to go for, Nick, as it is your show, for your favourite tune?
Oh, I might go for The Rats. I think it's the best they did.
Save this until the end.
I think it's the best they did.
Not I don't like Mondays.
You know, no.
I'm not going to shoot the whole thing down and all the rest of the bits.
I think this is one of the most underplayed singles
like
that they
Clockwork.
Did. You know, this was good for me. This has got a bit of attitude.
In case people are saying, where are all the guests? There'll be guests appearing over the next few
There'll
months.
Be lots of guests.
Exactly.
They'll come
you
from
know,
all
you
over.
You just want to sort of, you know, slow build, work on that premise.
Ask
Life
them,
will continue.
And they will come.
How can people get in touch with your good self, Nick Elliott?
We can do all the social media, which is basically everything. I'm everywhere, so you just Google. Wikipedia, Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and I appear everywhere. And my press office is nickelliott.info. Read everything there. Listen to this show in the coming weeks.
Our outcoming slogan, of course, is kill. Kill. Kill them all. No, it's an acronym, of course. Keep it live. 1, 2, 3.
Keep it loud.
Now, was that live or loud? I'm sorry, I've just held the Boomtown Rats there because really we need to know. Are we going loud?
Loud.
Well, I think we better say it again then.
Keep it loud.
Round now.